The two Rotary clubs in Statesboro came together on Wednesday, April 10, 2024, to present their Citizen of the Year award. Bob Olaf, president of the Rotary Club of Statesboro, and Dr. Thad Riley, president of the Rotary Club of Downtown Statesboro, led today's meeting. Dr. Michael Braz provided music prior to the meeting. Todd Marsh, Food Lion Statesboro store manager, introduced his friend Don Poe, chairman of Feed the Borough, as the 2024 Rotary Citizen of the Year. In his introduction of Poe, Marsh explained how Feed the Borough is a perfect partner for Food Lion Gives. Caring for the communities we serve and our neighbors within them is at the core of everything we do, Marsh said. Our associates are passionate about putting hope on the table too, and often come together to help support our collective efforts through special projects like Feed the Borough. Don Poe speaking to the Rotary Club. Dwayne Grice. Marsh continued, with Bullock County's high poverty rate, the mission of Feed the Borough has never been more critical. Under Don's leadership, to date they have conducted 42 monthly food drops and supplied groceries to food insecure families in Bullock County. With the assistance of Food Lion Feeds and civic organizations such as the Rotary Club, Feed the Borough has provided over 2.3 million meals. Rotary Club of Statesboro members volunteering at a food drop. A surprised Don Poe accepted the award and humbly began sharing the mission of Feed the Borough and the importance of partnerships, like the one FTB has with the Rotary Clubs, to their success. As an emotional Poe's voice cracked, he continued, "I need to have at least a dozen more of these plaques made to share with all the people who really make Feed the Borough a success. I often get the recognition, but I have a great team of volunteers who share my passion in making a difference in our community. I appreciate it and this will be placed in a place of honor in my home." Poe then recognized his wife Mary and thanked her for all of her support through the years. L.R. Mary Poe and Don Poe. Dwayne Grice. Bob Olaf then presented a Paul Harris Fellow in Poe's honor. The Paul Harris Fellow recognizes Rotarians who have made generous contributions to the Rotary Foundation. The clubs jointly made a contribution to do this in Don's name. A look back at Don Poe's life of leadership. Don Poe was born in Beckley, West Virginia, and is a proud Mountaineer who graduated high school in 1972. He enlisted in the U.S. Army in 1973 and was a member of the Military Police Corps. Don left the Army in 1976 with the rank of sergeant and returned to West Virginia. He began employment with the city of Beckley as a police officer and was assigned to narcotics, where he spent 2 years in narcotics investigation. In 1984, he relocated to Dallas, Texas, where he met his wife of 39 years, Mary Poe. Together have three sons, Mark, Matthew and Eric, and one daughter, Letitia. They also have three grandchildren. Don and Mary relocated to Statesboro in 1994. Don was employed at the time as a national sales manager with Patton Wall Coverings, where he managed accounts with well-known chains such as Lowe's, Home Depot, and Sherwin-Williams, along with major independents. Don retired from the wall covering industry in 2020. Don has always been active in the community. From Cub and Boy Scout leadership as well as youth programs, mission trips, domestic and international, to disaster relief work, he continues to make a difference outside of his commitments to Feed the Borough. He previously received the Dean Day Smith Award for Service to Mankind for his work with youth programs in our community. Don Poe in green shirt working at a food drop. Dwayne Grice. He currently serves as Vice President for Bullock VOAD, Volunteers Organized Against Disaster. Don also serves with the Honor Flight Organization, which takes veterans to Washington, D.C., to see memorials erected in their honor. This is done at no cost to the veterans. Honor Flight 2017 participants from Bullock County with Guardians. Shown left to right are Don Poe, Cliff Holt, Laura Birdsong, Edward Brassard, John Sullivan, Jimmy Alderman, and Dwayne Grice. Credit: Honor Flight Bullock. Don is a former member of the Statesboro Kiwanis Club. He served as Kiwanis Fair Chairman in 2010 and 2011 and was the founder of the Statesboro Kiwanis Rodeo in 2010. He served as rodeo chairman until 2014. He was awarded Kiwanian of the Year in 2011 and the Walter Zeller Fellowship Award in 2012. He served as a board member of the Statesboro Food Bank from 2014 to 2016 and as president of the food bank from 2014 to 2016. In 2016, he began as the chairman of Feed the Borough. In 2020, with the ravages of COVID on many, Don and his committee began a series of monthly 1,000 family food drops. Under his leadership, they have conducted 42 monthly food drops and supplied food to insecure families in Bullock County with the assistance of Food Lion Feeds, Second Harvest Food Bank, and sponsorships from individuals, businesses, and civic organizations. In 2021, Statesboro Mayor Jonathan McCaller presented Don and Feed the Borough with the key to Statesboro for their work during the peak of COVID shutdowns. Pictured LR. Mayor Jonathan McCaller, Todd Marsh, Don Poe, Mary Poe, George Moore, Roger Smith and Rich McCombs. His work with Feed the Borough continues with the next food drop scheduled for Saturday, May 4th at Statesboro High School. Former recipients of Rotary Citizen of the Year Award. The Rotary Citizen of the Year Award is one of the most prestigious civic awards given annually. Seven of the living past recipients were in attendance today, including 1991 Ellis Wood, 2012 Ray Hendley, 2014 Charles Sykes, 2017 Jimmy High, 2019 Roy and Deborah Thompson, 2021 Dr. Jack Proctor, 2023 Senator Billy Hickman.